University of Nevada, Reno, biochemist Dr. Dylan Cosma is doing research to mitigate potato loss. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
How can biochemistry help reduce potato losses? Well, there's a couple of ways. So I've been working on plant lipids for a long time. And whenever potatoes get wounded, which we know happens in the field, it happens during transport, right? You get skinning damage, you get gouges, et cetera, they have to heal those wounds. And that's a really critical part of good storability. So I work on what gets deposited in that skin that forms during wound healing. So I've been working on this lipid-based polymer called suberin, and which if you've ever opened a bottle of wine or had a cork board up in your office, basically suberin is what makes cork kind of corky. And potatoes make a lot of it. Their skin is really heavily suberized, and when they get wounded, they deposit a lot of suberin in that wound healing skin. And what that does is that, first of all, it has antimicrobial properties. Second, imagine you're smearing a layer of fat on top of that wound site, so it helps to keep the water and the good stuff inside of the tubers. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to understand how plants regulate the deposition of that suberin during the wound healing process, and I'm really focused on potato tubers.
Massive potato losses can be a result of handling and storage of potatoes over the 9 months of storage they generally undergo. Produced by the Ag Information Network.